incredible that once again we have come to the first Saturday of the month. And this first Saturday is very important because it is the last first Saturday that we'll have in the fullness of the season of Easter. But also, it is the month of May, Mese Mayo. And it is the month, along with October, that is dedicated to the Blessed Mother of God, the Immaculate Virgin Mary. And so we give thanks to God that we are here. It is also on this particular day the feast of a great saint and bishop and a valiant warrior for the Holy Catholic faith, Saint Athanasius, Patriarch of Alexandria. He is thus a successor of St. John Mark, the evangelist, who was the first patriarch of Alexandria. And he fought throughout the whole 4th century. He was a young man, and then he became a deacon to the bishop, the patriarch of Alexandria, St. Alexander of Alexandria, who took him with him as his theologian to the Council of Nicaea, the first ecumenical council. There, the church was divided, very much like it is divided today, because Arius, a priest, usually all the heresies are started by bishops and priests, this was no exception, decided that Jesus Christ was not God. And everybody followed. You know, it's interesting. Very few people follow after good things and the truth and things that are hard. Everybody follows after things that are evil and easy. And so, the whole church, and only about two or three bishops, it's the same as it is today, you know, were heretics. And so there was a big battle at the Council of Nicaea. And remember, it was there that one of the good bishops, St. Nicholas of Myra, also known as St. Nicholas of Bari, where he is buried, went up to one of the heretic bishops and slapped them on the face. We need that more today. You know, and if you think I'm advocating for violence, yes, you're right. Stamp them out. If we would not do so willingly, then let them do so by force. So St. Nicholas slapped the heretic on the face. And he was another bishop. Under normal circumstances, if you slap a bishop, you're instantly excommunicated. But not another bishop. So he was safe for that. And that law did not exist at the time anyway. But, and I'm not advocating that you go to our bishop and slap him or anything like that. He is very much our supporter and helps us in every which way. Now, St. Athanasius fought for the faith against Arius. Arius decided to do like so many are doing today, and he decided to make a false sworn oath in writing. And he swore that he was going to follow the true Catholic Orthodox faith, that Jesus was indeed the Son of God, as well as the Son of Mary. But he did not mean it. And as he was going to the council chambers in Nicaea, all of a sudden his stomach burst and all his entrails came out on the street. And the dogs and the birds ate them up as he deserved. And he is spending all of hell with his entrails bursting out. And the demons are devouring them. That's what happens to heretics. Now in this day and age, maybe we won't see anybody's stomach burst asunder, but they will when they die. So we must remain straight and orthodox in every which way. And Orthodox, by the way, means right doctrine. It doesn't mean you belong to the schismatic sects that call themselves Orthodox. They are not Catholic. They're heretics. They don't believe in half of the dogmas of the faith. St. Athanasius would have a good time with them, and so would St. Nicholas. And so today we celebrate two wonderful days, the feast of one of our heroes. And of course we have, I won't mention who, a hero in our days, who is a new Athanasius. And we hope that someday there will be peace and he will be canonized. And I'm sure he will be. And then, of course, we have May, Mens Maius, the month of Mary, the Mother of God. Behold thy mother. And to St. John the Evangelist. And interesting that he says in his own gospel, the disciple whom Jesus loved. Jesus had his favorites, Peter, James, and John. But above all of them, John, the teenage apostle whom Jesus loved. And it is wonderful that Jesus gives us this example of true friendship and true love, which is pure and holy. May we also have true friends and true love that are pure and holy. And we beseech St. Joseph, St. Athanasius, St. John the Evangelist, and our most holy mother, the Immaculate Virgin Mary, to grant us this wonderful gift. As we continue these sacred mysteries, we particularly pray today for our founding bishop who brought me here. He's the one who invited me to come here. And in that time, there was a heretic bishop where I was. I won't say who. He's probably with Arius. But anyway, and I said, yes. And then he says, you're going to Rome. And he was the founding bishop of this diocese, Bishop René Henry Gracida, who died on May the 1st. So we pray for his soul and the souls of all the faithful departed, and we give thanks to God that he gave us this wonderful diocese, and he brought me to this place where I restored this church, which was a shambles when I took it over. And look at it now. It is one of the most beautiful churches in the diocese. Bishop Henry Gracida, my dear friend, and now hopefully still, if purgatory or heaven, my dear friend there as well. Requiem aeternam dona ei Domine, et lux perpetua luceat ei, requiescat in pace. Amen. Fidelium anime, per misericordiam Dei, requiescant in pace. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.